Well, we've seen, unfortunately, a continuation of pervasive long-term problems of police brutality in PNG. And this includes physical and sexual abuse of detainees, including children. There's been some horrific cases, for instance, of several dogs being unleashed on a defenceless man. And we've seen particularly excessive use of force in the interrogations and arrest of suspects, criminal suspects in Papua New Guinea. Part of the problem is that, you know, police brutality cases haven't been held to account. And despite some statements, you know, coming from the senior levels, the problem is the PNG force lacks discipline. And when there's no accountability for abuses, this tends to create an environment whereby, you know, torture, sexual abuse and other abuses can basically continue.
Is there any indication that things are changing, or is it the same old?
I mean, I think it's probably too early to say that things are changing. We've seen, you know, from time to time when there is a particularly bad incident of excessive use of force or a killing, that there are these statements that this won't be business as usual, that people will be held to account. And on some occasions, we have actually seen arrests. But the problem is, as soon as the spotlight is away from those cases, you know, police often, you know, go back to putting back on their uniforms and continuing to serve. So I think what we really need is a strong message from other countries that are cooperating with PNG security forces that abuses are not to be tolerated, and we clearly need some arrests of abusive policemen to send the message that, you know, torture and other abuses will be dealt with.
That sort of international assistance, the Papua New Guinea Prime Minister this week, Peter O'Neill, came out and said that he'd appreciate AFP officers from Australia operating as line managers or line officers in the alongside the PNG police force. Can you see that sort of assistance helping?
Well, I think Australia should be very careful in the types of assistance that it provides to the PNG police. And I think up till now, there have been police involved in an advisory role. But clearly, I mean, I think Australia doesn't want to be involved in, you know, basically helping to sort of prop up or support abusive units. And so there needs to be, as a first step, a very clear vetting of individual police and units that are receiving any, you know, tactical training or assistance from the Australian police force. And that's really to ensure that, you know, a message is sent that, you know, abusers will not be tolerated, and that, you know, the Australian police really want to help, you know, with police reform and address, you know, address ways to fight crime that don't involve, you know, beating up criminal suspects.
Turning to other matters in the report, can you explain what's been highlighted as not fair about the processing of asylum claims on Manus Island and in Papua New Guinea?
Yes, I mean, one of the aspects of the report is looking at the deterioration of conditions on Manus Island. We found that, you know, when we published the report, there were still 1,000 people in detention. Only a handful of those had had their claims fully processed. I think they'd processed 10 people and found them to be refugees. Up till now, only 6 of those people have been released. So people are being held for very long periods of time without effective access to lawyers, without being able to leave the detention centres in overcrowded, unsafe conditions. There are reports of sexual assault, beatings and so on. And so clearly, you know, we think that asylum seekers deserve better. And I think the recent, you know, protests show how desperate people really are. Both the PNG and the Australian governments are failing to provide a safe and humane response and safe and humane conditions for asylum seekers to live in.
The Australian government always says that the processing of asylum seekers is the responsibility of Papua New Guinea. How can Australia put pressure on the actual processing of asylum seeker claims?
Well, Australia is footing the bill for the entire process. And under the MOU that Australia has signed with PNG, it's very clear that both countries are required to treat people with dignity and respect and in accordance with international human rights standards. So it's, you know, completely unacceptable for Australia simply to pass the buck to PNG and say, you know, that this is their problem. And particularly when it comes to the conditions in the centres, absolutely, you know, Australia is running and funding these centres. So it's incumbent upon Australia to ensure that, you know, any complaints are dealt with. And, you know, ultimately, I think at the end of the day, what is needed is better monitoring of the conditions in these centres. Because part of the problem is these people are very far away, it's very difficult to get access and to know exactly what is happening and occurring inside those walls.